This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 553. I am Brian Kilby. And
oh, I hope I got that number right.
It is. It's right.
Okay.
I didn't even look.
About that every week.
I have to do that every week for the video.
Okay.
So well, Jason's right. Here. He may have changed it, and then you may have changed it.
No, that's just what that happens.
So he would have to log into my computer for that to work, and he would have to be here, which is the only way that I would actually have a producer for this show, which, but I wish I did. So, Jason, if you want to move to, like, Charlotte, that would be awesome.
If you don't go look in Ryan's basement, my producer.
Jason might have come and changed it to say half of 2018, like he did for There Goes My Money.
Yes.
Oh, no, wait, that's just how you read it.
Yeah. I haven't actually listened yet. Hey, so but this is Radio Free Cybertron. That was Chris, Diecast, Jason, Don. How are you doing?
Hi.
That's good. Rob.
Hi. The only energy.
John.
Yo.
Matt. Matt, where's Matt? Oh, he's not here.
Brad,
he's on Twitter at
MELLLVARR. Yes.
No, Matt is on special assignment. The last I heard, he was headed towards Singapore, and he's waiting at a local toy store for the next DuoCon to come out, so he could beat Chris to the punch on the next DuoCon.
So when? So are we getting? When are we getting flywheels? Do we have any idea?
No, we have no idea because I was not in the leak.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
well, figure 2019.
Well, yeah.
Well, generally, Singapore is usually a month to a month and a half before it starts showing up on U.S. shores.
He's in the chat.
Hi, Matt.
Matt's in the chat. Yeah. He's like, Matt, he said, screw you, Diecast. That's great. Sorry. TFRadio.net/live. Okay. Hey, so Timmy Dodson in the chat said that Grotesque is available at ToysRUs.com right now.
Wait,
so.
What?
Did it ever go out of stock?
Oh, I thought it did.
I don't know.
Thanks.
So. RC's still available.
As of yesterday, it had not. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah. So as far as I've heard, they actually functionally limited it to one per person. So I think the stock is actually held out so far.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Sometimes it's real bad. Their stuff will go in stock and out of stock and then back in stock and out of stock because it's just not well set up.
Yeah. Well, hey, at least you have it. Except for Rob, who doesn't have a head.
Yeah.
He will.
I will.
Rob's Grotesque came sans head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
I feel your pain, Rob. I feel your pain.
And while in other toy lines that would be a disaster and the whole figure would need replaced, in this case, since it's a headmaster, it just needs someone to come up with a spare head.
So I was thinking about that. If Rob had contacted Hasbro customer support, I would love for them to like just pitch the line, well, just go buy another head. That's why we have these Titans Return heads available for only $5.
Yeah, the joke's on them, though, because those aren't on shelves anymore because they clearanced all of them out.
Yep. Either that or they'd say, well, we'll send you a random $5 Titan Master to finish your incomplete $25 toy.
Yeah. Wonderful. Okay.
Or we'll send you a random $25 toy in exchange and then you'd get like, you know, Astro Train or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So lots of fun stuff going on this week. We got lots of news. We have This Week in History, of course. But in a few minutes, we're going to have the winner of our Twitter contest. We are giving away a Titans Return RC. And randomly a Valvatron that I happened to find in the thrift store for $3. So
that is such a weird find.
I know, right?
I love weird finds.
I love weird finds. It's the best. So, but before we go into that, did anybody get anything Diecast? We're going to go with you first.
Ooh. All right. I got a KO Megatron, the MP36 masterpiece. And this is the one by Infinite Transformation. It's IT. And he's the one who has an extra piece on the backpack, so it looks a lot less holy. And I see why they did it, and I see why Hasbro didn't, or Takara didn't, because everyone would say if Takara did it, that would parts form. But when a third party or knockoff company does it, then it's an added accessory.
It's a value add.
Yeah.
Sure, but it does make the back look so much nicer. And he also came with two guns, and the joints are like so much better than the actual official. Like I'm really happy with it. It's really solid compared to what I got.
How much was it?
His shipping was a lot because it's a big box. It's pretty much the size of the original MP36. So I think it was like $90 with shipping.
That's not bad at all.
No, really not. Yeah.
And Diecast, I've been watching a couple of reviews because I've been debating on getting one of the KOs, and I think that's the one that's been recommended by most of the reviewers. But also, it's on the gun. I believe it's that version that there's a fourth notch on the gun that has the American effects as well as the Japanese. I believe it's that one. Okay. Yeah.
That sounds like a really rough quality of voice clip, but
on a really good reproduction.
I love it.
Or the other way around.
And in this case, the retreat just gets me.
Oh yeah.
And in this case, the sounds do come from the gun.
Yeah, and you get a little Karmazin figure. Or I got three of those little Karmazin figures. Am I saying that right?
Crimzy.
Yeah, Crimzy. Yeah, there you go.
Are you like watching like the Japanese dub?
No, I think he's gone aphasic.
So that's really cool. I'm really happy with that. It's an awesome quality. I'm not endorsing KOs or, you know.
Yes, you are.
Sure you are.
A little bit.
I picked up Despotron on the big sale from Chosen Prime because I think he looks really good. But I'm also looking at maybe getting the Wajang one, and I'm also thinking about getting the one that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Just because it's such good versions of the character, but each one's different enough to meet a different spot on the shelf.
Yeah. And the reason I got this one, because I do have the official.
Buy everything.
I always support the official stuff. Is
please support the
I
official
was scared
release.
To transform the official.
I kind of am too, to be honest.
I didn't want to damage the paint. The paint quality on this is even supposedly really good to where you can actually transform it and not worry about any of the paint coming off even on the barrel if you're putting on the extension. So that's one reason I got it, because I wanted to transform it.
It's amazing what you can afford to do with a figure when you don't have to put in the R&D costs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, you know, if you're going to knock something off, you should at least improve it. And they've done that.
And so, I can agree with that. Yeah.
I disagree with that fully. Knockoffs should be garbage.
Okay. I'm going to go with the Haymicky theory here. It should be either really good or really bad, never mediocre.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. So, like, all things being equal, I'm against high quality knockoffs because those are the things that are legitimately made to deceive people into buying them instead of a legitimate product. But I can kind of get behind Diecast's logic here, where if you're legitimately afraid to transform the official product, I don't think there's super harm in having a knockoff for being the one you actually do mess with from time to time, or just like have displayed in the other mode that you're afraid to transform the real one into.
Yeah.
On the level of dubiously legal, that's like the lowest.
Plus, if you ever bought the official one, he's not really like taking away from anything by buying the knockoff.
Yeah, and I'm not saying somebody who buys it stealing. I'm saying the people who make it are stealing.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I understand that.
Yeah. So and they are, but you know what? It looks pretty nice. But knockoffs should be garbage. I love knockoffs, but
well, garbage knockoffs are the best knockoffs, which is why. Again, this stays on my shelf, you know, as untouched as possible so that I don't melt the waxy plastic with the heat from my fingertips.
If I don't break it in transforming it, it's not a good knockoff.
I almost bought that set of knockoffs that Dan Mantis99 did a video about at Kmart, because I saw them at Kmart this last week. It's like two like original Legends Cosmoses, two Legends Cybertron Thundercrackers, and like a Kabaya Ultra Magnus. But I just didn't want to spend the $7 that day, else I would have done it.
All that for $7 and you didn't do it?
Wow.
Well, I knew like half of them were probably going to disintegrate when I, you know, tried to do anything.
That's why you point a video camera at it the whole time. So even if they do, you have the spectacle to put on YouTube and still get something out of it.
Yeah. Plus, Rob, your Kmart is liable to close at any time because I'm losing my Kmart. So.
Yeah, I think the last Kmart in Middle Tennessee is actually closing or has closed already. So get them while you can.
The Baltimore area Kmart and Sears seem to have been remarkably resilient. So if you're in the Baltimore area and you see a Kmart, they may have these ridiculous knockoffs if you're looking.
The one thing I did get that I'm not too happy with is Power of the Primes, Rodimus Prime. And his arms, even when you push them down all the way, they're still kind of tilted in towards his body. So you can't even get his arms to look straight without having to lift the leg up a little bit of Hot Rod. And it's just really unnatural. And it bothers me every time I touch this figure. I didn't think it would bother me as much as it does, but in hand, it just doesn't feel natural. And I just really don't like it. I haven't transformed it yet. But I would not buy this mold again. I don't care what they do it as.
I will put it this way. I'm not sad that I had to take a break from doing like photographic coverage of Rodimus Prime to work on the Duocons this past week. The shoulders are easily the worst part about it. To me, the second worst part is the six shot knees.
You know, I'm going to be just a tiny bit of devil's advocate on that because, you know, the knees are a problem. You can get around them, but they shouldn't be that way in the first place. But there's neither that. What bugs me, the shoulders don't really bother me as bad as I thought they would. The mismatched color on the arms, that bothers me a lot more than it, stuff like that. Because usually you get used to it after a while, like your yellows don't match up. Or you've got unpaintable plastic and everything else. But that really draws your attention away from the figure. But I will say this. I think, I mentioned this in the pre-show, at that price point, with what Hasbro's trying to achieve, they're giving you more toy at that price point for kids to play with versus what you got with, say, Combiner Wars Ultra Magnus or Optimus Prime. In the other leader class price point. So I think you are getting, personally, more toy for the same $45 to $50. It's just from a collector standpoint, it's falling short in some areas. But from a kid standpoint, there's a lot of toy in that box that price.
Mm. Now, what is awesome is Optimus Prime. He is so good.
I need
his truck mode is the weakest. And I thought I would hate that, honestly, a lot more than I do. It doesn't bother me as much when I have it in hand. Not that I'm going to display it in truck mode anyway. The cab is like a solid brick once you transform it. And it's all tabbed in. Like, I did a video review on this guy, and I was just throwing the truck cab because it's so solid. It's surprisingly a really good figure. It's one of the best leader figures we've had. He's right up there with Overlord, I would say.
I do have a third party can kind of make like a canopy for the cover of the back part of Orion Pax, maybe.
I don't mind it.
I'm just saying to help improve the truck mode a little bit. Just, you know, just a little shell that can pop over the top. So it's a little more streamlined in truck mode. But, I mean, the back is not that bad compared to look at what Power Baster does. I mean, Power Baster is a lot worse.
It is a little more streamlined than that, yeah.
But that honestly is the best looking G1 Optimus Prime we've gotten in a long time.
But to get a War Dawn Orion Pax, and I never thought I would get one, and I didn't realize how much I wanted until I had one. No. Boys,
I cried for you.
They cry on the inside.
Thank you, Don. I love you for that.
I hate myself for saying it. I feel dirty and terrible.
The other thing I got was the power bank for the Optimus Prime.
Don't you already have it?
No, I never picked it up at Hasbro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I never picked it up, and it was on Hasbro Toy Shop's eBay page for
half price,
pretty much. So I I caved and I picked it up.
If I recall, and I haven't looked at this for a while because my brother was big into USB power banks for a little while, that is actually not a bad price for just a power bank of those statistics. So
yeah, 6,500
milliamp hours.
Milliamps, yeah.
How's the novel going, Chris?
Oh, I'm just in the chat.
Okay. I also got
the TFRadio.net/live.
I also got the Little Bumblebee, which is the Hot Soldiers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah.
He's a little bumblebee. He's nothing great. I mean, it's cool that he's like when you transform him, he's pretty much super deformed bumblebee. But he's just okay.
How do you think it compares in terms of size and quality to the Titans Return Bumblebee? Out of curiosity.
Oh, where is he? He should be around here somewhere. He's
is he not in your DTOF?
He's a little bit taller. He's okay. A little bit taller. Then the Titans Return Bumblebee. Chris will like this one. I also picked up Wreck-Gar.
Oh.
Because I never saw him in stores. So
oh, really?
Oh. Yeah. I got him on Taobao because I never saw him. And
Go
ahead, Don.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead. And I saw him a couple times, and I always meant to, like, well, I'll get him if he goes on sale. And then kind of like, you know, Energon Omega Sentinel, he just kind of vanished out of just nowhere.
Yep. Yeah, I think I was able to get Wreck-Gar in a Target. It might have been on sale, but I may have also just picked it up because it was bright orange.
And I also got a little Scourge, which is, you know, he is Legend Scale also. He is also a knockoff, but he is a knockoff of DX9s, I believe, the Warm Pocket one. So, and then, sorry. And then the last thing I got was an upscaled knockoff of...
Oh, yeah.
Breakdown? Oh, Barricade?
Wow. Barricade?
Barricade.
Barricade. Now, is that by Wajing, or is that by somebody else?
I think it's one of their subsidiaries, I would say, the Black Mamba.
They're the one that did the upscale Voyager last night, Megatron, I believe.
Yeah, and the Optimus Prime. The Optimus Prime I have. So this is to go with that. And in traditional Taobao fashion, one of the wheels was rolling around in the box, so it wasn't missing.
It was there.
Yeah, it was there.
It was there.
But yeah, that's all I got this week.
That's it.
That's all.
It. That's all you got.
That's all.
Oh, jeez.
Wait. One more thing.
He's gonna show off the box that all came in.
One more thing.
I got all three seasons of Prime.
That's nice.
One and two I got on regular DVD because of the price. And then the third one, Beast Hunters, which I love. I love Beast Hunters. And that was Blu-ray.
Nice.
Yeah, season three is really strong, in my opinion, which really serves to make up for how much of season two wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was actually because of the Google. When I got the Google Home for Christmas, you got a $25 Walmart credit. And it's not like full Walmart, so there's only certain things on it. So I had to find something that I would want to buy. So that's why this burned up the Google Home credit.
Ah, nice.
But yeah, overall as a series, Prime is a pretty good series. It does have its up and down like the rest of them. And other than the ending movie that I still have issues with, it's a solid.
Oh, that was
series.
Really good.
No, the movie was good.
They did literally everything right with that movie, Don.
Not everything.
The Beast Hunters movie.
Predator.
Yeah, I liked it. Didn't we do a commentary on it?
And I enjoyed it for the most part. But there are one or two glaring omissions, and that's all I'll say.
No, it was exactly perfect. I don't know what.
Oh, I will like
to make it better.
if it is what I think,
it's the best Transformers movie. Okay. So, let's see who else. Don, did you get anything?
Yes. I got two things this week. One, I was not feeling well, so I went a little spacey and picked up.
Jealous. That's nice.
Nice.
Picked up Shuttle Robo from the Machine Robo series because I've already got the blaster that came out. That was his wave mate. So I got the Shuttle Robo. And I got this from TF Source because since I've got Artfire, I have to have Bounce Back, which is going to be the Make Toys version of Stepper.
Man, I kind of want that.
Yeah, I saw the one for Zeta Toys that they're showing that'll be coming out in a couple of months, but I haven't seen any pictures with a Target Master yet. So, but now they're cheaper. But if they're not including a target master, it kind of misses the point of being stepper.
Downbeat is so nice that it's worth picking up again.
Especially in this color scheme, and it's not the exact correct target master as far as the shape and everything. It's the same one that comes with the contact shot, but that is a very solid target master. It's one of the best ones on the market that doesn't just sort of fall apart.
Is it still available? It's not sold out, is it?
It wasn't the other day, no.
I may have to get it. So, when I said before that I'm not buying third-party Masterpiece anymore unless it's something that Takara is not going to produce, I've basically given up hope that, even though Takara says they're going to do the first season's worth of characters.
Yeah, they'll get around
to Kaz. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
And you know we'll
they
get
they would have already if they were.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. You know,
yeah.
Man, I know.
Yeah, if we get Jazz, we'll get Stepper.
We should tell Brian to buy that, because then they will announce a Masterpiece Jazz. So you would do us all
except
a favor.
We need to wait and have him do it at like TFCon or something, so that then later that day Takara will announce that they're releasing Masterpiece Jazz online or whatever.
I already have Jazz. I already have Downbeat, so it's not like that's going to do it.
Even if they do release an official Masterpiece Jazz at some point along the way, it may still be a while after that before they would get around to doing Stepper.
Yeah, but also the fact that it would give them an opportunity to do G2 Jazz to go with the G2 Sideswipe.
Okay. Is that it, Don? Is that your bulk coffee? Do we need to get you another mug?
No, I left my mugs. Both mugs are in the car because it was so cold the last couple of days.
So you need another one.
Yeah,
evidently.
No, I just need to remember to bring them in and wash them. That's all. This was clean and
yeah, dirty. Definitely wash them.
Chris, you get anything? You didn't get anything this week. Jason?
Yes, I definitely got something this week. real quick though, just to piggyback off of Diecast, I too have Rodimus. I showed him off on, I think, two episodes ago. There Goes My Money. TFRadio.net. Yeah, he's okay, but yeah, there's Hot Rod.
Oh wow, dude, did you see that, Chris? You missed what? It. He threw his hot rod across the room.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Audio listeners, watch the video this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always what? Watch the video this week.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Sorry. Not just because I'm on.
That's beautiful.
I did, however, get Power Baser.
Oh, it's so good.
It's nice.
It's so beautiful, but Jason, turn it around on the back.
Look, okay.
Yeah, just turn it around on the back.
It's not my fault you apparently display your toys with their backs out, Don.
Yeah, you're displaying your toys the wrong way, Don.
I'm just saying, in the interest of showing all sides of an issue, they need to see that backpack.
No, I think we're seeing all the sides.
Okay, so anyways, the toy. No, okay. So, it has a backpack. It's also Power Master Prime. Guess what usually has a backpack?
But not his entire lower torso.
Oh, Don, let it go. It's a beautiful figure.
It's excessive, but it does look really nice.
It is awesome in hand.
Yeah, it fits the bulk of the figure perfectly. Yeah, just, so I have no problem with it.
I know, just for some reason that bugs me. I don't really understand why it bugs me as bad as it does. But it does.
Because the original toy had no backpack whatsoever.
Maybe. I'm not a slave to nostalgia like that.
That really stuck out really far, though, didn't it?
Yes, that it did do.
Yeah, so, but you got to remember that Optimus Prime in Power Baser is as tall as MP10.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So he's a big Prime, even when he's not in Power Master Optimus Prime mode.
Hmm. Yeah, and he's, like, obviously MP10's better, but he's not that much better. It's a really good robot by itself.
Yeah.
How much was this again?
$205.
Okay.
But now I do hope they do a Fire Guts version of that, obviously, because one, you know, that's a very expensive toy to try to get the classic version of. And, you know, that way it would give people a chance to, if they're Power Master Prime out, which is very easy to do nowadays. You know, that would give them a different flavor.
Yeah.
I know. It's like, you know, did you ever think you would see too many Power Master Primes?
No, I did not.
And honestly, the Make Toys Power Master
Striker.
Prime is coming out.
The Striker?
Yeah. Thunder Manus. Is,
yeah.
It was supposed to be out this month. They tweeted out earlier today. It'll be out next month. So it's coming out. So, and I am getting that too. I like these Power Master Primes they're putting out. So that's like, That's almost $350 worth of Power Master Primes I'm purchasing, but I like the figure. What can I say? Hmm. Real quick, I do want to say something about if you get this figure, you're going to want to spend some time on the transformation. It took me 2 hours to go through all the modes, and I'm glad I did, because I love Fans Hobby. The first time you transform their figures, they can be a little finicky, especially getting stuff to go into the right place. Take your time with this figure or any other figures you get from them. They're good, but you know, you have to really focus, pay attention to the instructions, which are, yeah, they could improve the instructions a little bit. Bobby Skullface's review of this guy, he got very frustrated with it. He likes the figure overall, but there was a lot of time spent venting about the figure. So take your time, enjoy it. But once you get it through all the modes a couple times and stuff, it's wonderful. I love this thing. I'm so happy with it. It's fantastic.
Cool. Hmm. Rob, did you get anything? I know you didn't get one thing.
Kind of. Yeah, the I got most of a Grotesque. I got everything except for Fengul, which thankfully, since Jason is getting another Grotesque to get the missing part he needs, he's going to set me up with one. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it greatly, because it turns out you have to pay your own shipping to return things to Toys R Us's online store.
Mm.
And if it's defective, they will pay you back. But still, that's just, I was really racking my brain just what I was going to do if I could not get that off of you, because it was looking to be irritating.
Well, I feel your pain, and I'm certainly willing to help a friend. And if anyone needs anything other than the head or the other claw on this one, let me know on Twitter. Maybe we can work something out.
Yeah, but except
you got yours from Toys R Us already? That's awesome.
Kind of, yeah. but... Other than the lack of a head, I like it. It looks good. The deco is really nice, and I like that new transformation mechanism for the head, especially. That is really neat. How the whole lower jaw becomes a new chest plate. I like that.
Yes.
I like the Scorponok, the diecast headmaster. That is a really nice looking piece. That is so obviously an Andrew Wildman Scorponok face when you see it in person. That is exactly what I wanted it to be. It's never going to have a body to go with it, and that is such a shame, because I would love to have something to put it on. But I'm happy I have it all the same. The only other thing I got besides that was my free shipping item was a Gundam Universal Unit mini kit of the Gundam Alex, and way back, must have been over a year ago now, I did a review of a couple of the Universal Unit kits over on my Flailthroughs channel on YouTube. They're tiny model kits. They have some flaws. There are parts that like to pop off, but in terms of being cheaper than shipping would have been, it's not bad for that price.
Cool. John?
I caught up on a lot of stuff. I got the Power of the Primes, Deluxes, and Legends that I wanted. I haven't seen the leaders yet, but you guys scare me every time Rodimus comes up. It's horrific, your impressions of him, so I'm going to be torn on him. So I haven't had a chance to open any of the stuff. I also got the latest round of Legends that came in the mail. It finally arrived. So I haven't had a chance to crack open any of this stuff, and I've tried to stay away from reviews until I open stuff myself. But... So don't spoil me, but I will say that the Deluxe Dinobots on card, that's a big specifier. On the card, they look way better than I expected. I think I don't know what my expectations are. Maybe I expected them to be smaller than they are, or less impressive, or to convey not as much size as they do. But on card, the two Dinobots look good. And so we'll see when I crack them open. I liked Grimlock. I think I liked Grimlock better than Starscream. And I like the Dinobots so far, encased in packaging, better than I thought. So we'll see.
You know, I never really thought about it, but even though they were on card in G2, and of course all the subsequent different variation or different versions of them that have come out since have been on card, it's just still weird to me that the Dinobots are on card. To me, they seem like they need to be in boxes, but... Obviously, we know their price point and everything. They're not box toys, but if I had my
course, a lot of people would agree with you and say that they should all be Voyagers anyway.
Yeah, you're right. God, that would be so great, wouldn't it?
So expensive.
Yeah. So expensive.
Yeah.
So The one thing I got this week, our buddy Sean Hamilton, of course, he actually sent this to me. Last week he sent me. Sean is just like now in the cottage industry of sending me stuff. So, Sean, dude, stop. I appreciate it.
Is it really much of an industry, though? No,
he's losing money because I'm not paying for it. And he's like doing next day shipping, it seems like. God, he must be rolling it.
Jeez.
I love you, dude. But he sent me some Transformers Pez dispensers, the collectible ones, the from Robots in Disguise, Optimus Prime, and Bumblebee from came from Five Below. So they're awesome. And I love Pez. So they are now... They're going on a shelf somewhere once I eat all the Pez. I guess you can buy Pez without having to buy a Pez dispenser, but it just seems like a weird thing to me. But I might buy some more Pez to go into these.
What you do is you buy more Pez dispensers that come with Pez and put the Pez from those and the ones you actually
use. That's how
That's how this circle of life is supposed to work.
I want to see if I can find just the sour apple Pez that I only ever got with my Pez Death Star, because that was a pretty good flavor and also the right color for Death Star.
I remember that. It's a stick with a ball on the top of it.
It sure is, but it is a pretty nicely sculpted ball.
It is so weird. I love it. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and announce the winners of Titans Return.
News for you.
What?
No, before that, though, you can go to tfradio.net/Amazon and search for Sour Apple Pez and indeed get 2 pounds of Sour Apple Pez for $20.84.
Dear God!
What's the get Rob? You could also, wish list.
You could also get a 5 pound bag for $36. tfradio.net/Amazon.
That's
holy
the value.
Crap!
Oh, and 10 pound bulk bag is $70.
Is this knockoff Pez? No, this is real Pez.
Is this knockoff?
Third party Pez.
I thought it was third party Pez, but it's not. It's real Pez.
Can't support the third-party Pez.
Oh.
Well, you know, I was thinking about it. Like, you know, I rail on third-party sometimes, but, you know, but, like, I buy store-brand a certain product. Certain product is better. Here's a, hopefully nobody from Lay's is listening or whoever makes it. But the Walmart variety of Cool Ranch Doritos, way better than actual Cool Ranch Doritos.
That's maybe they should be listening. Maybe they can make some improvements based on that feedback.
Yeah. They're like 77 cents a bag and delicious. So.
Oh, I live by store brands. Aldi. Aldi is the best.
Aldi stuff is great.
Yeah.
Absolutely great. Okay. What we have now, though, we're giving away Titans Return RC and Valvatron. So we asked people to follow at TF Radio on Twitter and retweet the tweet where we had the contest. And we did this over the course of a few days, and lots of people retweeted, and we thank you very much. It was great of you.
Thanks for blowing up my watch all day.
Yes. Me too. the winner of Titans Return RC, and I will reach out to you, so don't bother to reach out to me. I'll reach out to you later tonight. The winner of RC is at Sax_banana, which is a great name, at Sax Banana. And the winner of Valvatron is at TMan978, at TMan978. So I'll contact you later tonight or tomorrow, and we'll get that sent out, unless it's like to a foreign country that has absurd tariffs or something or whatever. That might get shipped out later. If it's like $100 to ship this, I'm not sending it out this week. So we'll see. So, yes, thank you all for entering. We appreciate it. So this week in history, 1986. Starscream's Brigade premieres in the U.S. Don, is that your favorite episode?
That is, it's in my top five favorite episodes, because to me, season two is my favorite. And
I'm aware.
There was a lot of good episodes in that.
Yeah, and we know probably, your favorite episode is Bot.
It should be.
If I'm constipated and need to throw up or something, yes, it is. But
I don't think throwing up is what you want to have happen when you're constipated, Don.
No, you'll just get more dehydrated. It'll get worse.
That's one resolution potentially, but I don't think you'd really want that one first.
Well, the episode makes me sick. I'm confused. But Starscream's Brigade is. I mean, I'm a Combaticon guy. I mean, it's just
you
me
don't
and Matt.
Say.
we love our Combaticons. They're a great group, and this was awesome for me. You know, I love this episode. It's a terrible episode as far as structure, plotting, pacing, but it introduces the Combaticons, and Starscream finally decides to, like, okay, I'm going all in on this or not. So it was nice to finally see him actually going ahead with that. But yeah, it's in my top. If it's not my favorite, it's in my top five for sure.
This one just really left a mark on me as a kid. I don't know why, but I did. As an adult, I find it the whole concept preposterous that he's abandoned on a deserted island, basically. But the fact that he's able to recover all of the World War II vehicles, which I understand that, you know, there are disused and dilapidated stuff all over, but the fact that he's able to somehow convert those into good, functioning, powerful Transformers is just really ridiculous.
He didn't. The conversion happened when he put the personality components in.
And he went to Cybertron to steal the personality components to turn junky garbage that has been left on a deserted island for 40 years to create an army.
I think this was a case of the writers actually remembering, okay, we introduced Vector Sigma. That's how we get new Transformers. We can't do that because he's not going to Vector Sigma. So they had to think of some easier way for him to just happen to create his own army without redoing the whole trip to Vector Sigma again.
Wheeljack so did that's it. He's not Wheeljack.
Well, that was also
we saw
before.
How well that turned out.
Yeah, so at least the writers looked like they were trying to write into this some continuity that Starscream just couldn't go to, like, in an off-panel moment, go to Vector Sigma and come back with you know, five new robots. Or six. Spoilers, there's six there, actually.
So I chose this item specifically with Don in mind when I saw it as one of the possibilities. So with this hand, I give to Don, and with this hand, I take away. Brian?
So 1993, thank you very much. This is a big one. This is a big one. It's the 25th anniversary.
Today, actually.
Today. Oh, God. Why are we not throwing a party?
I got because lights. We have better things to do.
No, we don't. It's the 25th anniversary of the Headmasters episode, Life Can Be Sacrificed for Peace on Earth, as it aired in Malaysia in 1993.
Let's see.
Don. Let's see. What do you think about that?
I'm trying to cut my wrist with Cloudbreaker's weapon. His student does not find something. I hate the dubs. You know me. I hate the dubs. I think they're terrible. They need to do all. They need to
but
be in a.
They need to come itself.
They need to be in a giant pile with the remaining copies of E.T. and the Star Wars Christmas special. And burn, baby, burn.
So
the Star Wars holiday special has to be preserved for all time. No one can be allowed to forget that happened.
Is there a good version of that available? I found a version on YouTube that seemed to look okay.
Probably what's available.
Okay.
A couple years ago, this is what I read.
Let's not worry about it because we need to talk about.
Okay. We'll talk about that in post show.
The 25th anniversary. The 25th anniversary of Life Can Be Sacrificed for Peace on Earth. Now, for people who are just joining us, this is an episode that I have personally run into the ground for going on 18 years.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
I mean, it is pretty much, when people talk about the Headmaster's dub, more often than not, things from this episode are what they think of. Like, you know, Danny, boys can't cry out loud.
Boys can cry, but not out loud. Yes.
Yeah.
Danny.
And of course, Fortress Maximus has come himself.
What's the matter with the Headmasters? Can't they fight without Chrome Dome? God, it's so good. It is so good.
Your definition of good is not even in the same planetary alignment as mine.
Okay.
No, he's right. It's really good.
It's really good.
Yeah, it is. Brian, haven't I watched this?
We watched it recently together at TFCon, actually. So whenever we get around to that episode for what's happened to the Headmasters, we are going to air the live viewing from TFCon as the episode, but we're about 10 episodes away from that.
I was close to the anniversary.
Yeah. I was there against my will. I'm putting that out there now. They made me watch it.
It was a lot of fun.
It was.
It was a lot of fun. Okay, speaking of a lot of fun, the big item for this week. Titans Return is over. Titans Return is now going to be replaced, surprise, surprise, by Power of the Primes. And the full voice cast was announced. And I feel bad for a lot of these people.
Yeah.
So
Well, they don't have to put it on the resume. I mean, they can
IMDb lasts forever, diecast.
So, the first.
I mean, even with the Titans Return casting, I felt bad for everybody except Jason David Frank because honestly, he deserves this.
Yeah.
So there's some interesting stuff in here. So, one, Ron Perlman, who I love, is going to be, he's new to the series, and he's going to be Optimus Primal, which I don't love, because that should be Gary Chalk. He's available. Yeah. Gary Chalk is awesome. Yeah. Ron Perlman's, you know, he's going to be a Transformers voice actor. Go ahead, Don.
I'd say for you older fans, Ron Perlman was also the Beast in Beauty and the Beast on CBS.
Yeah, what a callback. That's what people need to know him by.
He was?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, before or after WCW Saturday Night, right, Brian?
Yeah, I've seen the series. I just didn't realize it was Ron Perlman. But now that you mention it, it's obviously Ron Perlman.
Yeah.
It was on opposite the Jim Henson Hour, and my mom loved it.
Oh, I used to watch it. I'd watch it every week.
I'm not saying it wasn't a good show, Don. I'm saying it was on opposite the Jim Henson Hour, and my mom loved it.
So, yeah, Ron Perlman. Love him. Rather have Gary Chalk. Let's see, who else we have? Jamie King, Solace Prime. So, Jamie has been on Star Wars, The Clone Wars. I'm not really familiar, I'll be honest. I'm not really I'm not really an animation guru. I used to really be into cartoons and stuff, but I don't watch anything anymore, so... Greg Berger, of course, who we all love, he's returning to Transformers. He'll be Grimlock in Volcanicus. So that's phenomenal. Greg Berger's awesome. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Let's see, who else? Nuafalu, Joel Sayona. Oh, wait, Samoa Joe. The wrestler Samoa Joe. I didn't actually know what his real name was, but Samoa Joe, the wrestler, is going to be Preda King. Samoa Joe is awesome. Samoa Joe can talk. Samoa Joe... is intense. Samoa Joe is probably not going to put this on his resume to whoever said that a minute ago, because
what? I hope Preda King just cuts wrestling promos. I hope that's
oh my god, yeah,
that would be awesome. So my favorite thing, I was reading through the responses to Samoa Joe on Twitter this week when he announced that he was going to be Preda King, and everybody's congratulating him, telling him how great this was. I don't know that anybody said, you know, how good or bad the series will be, but my favorite response was, enjoy your $500. And you know, I can't see, they can't make much doing this work. So, yeah. That,
well, when you're ordering on Commodore 64s, you got plenty of money to give people. So.
Yeah, no, this is more about the prestige than the money.
Oh yeah,
yeah. The I'm prestige.
I'm so angry that I didn't get a chance to voice act on this. I mean,
and like I have friends who are working on this, so I'm not taking anything away from it. But yeah, $500. That's probably not too far off. Mark Hamill is going to be on the series. He's returning as Megatronus. I didn't realize he was even in the series.
Neither did anyone else until this week.
Yeah,
they kept it a secret.
Marketing.
So,
I think he was Megatronus in R.I.D. at the end of season 2.
I don't think so, but I'll check.
Now, Mark Hamill being in Robots in Disguise, not that I'm familiar if he was or not, that's awesome. He was
in Rescue Bots, so I know that much.
But yes. those are real animated series.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't, so...
I'm trying to say as little about Titans Return as I can manage, because I'm just going to be negative, and that's not really productive at this point. My opinions are known, but I read the announcement before I watched the episode. If I had not, I probably would not have known it was Mark Hamill, and what a waste of Mark Hamill.
He's so talented.
He is, and if they had better processing and a better director, he could have probably done something with this part, but it's just, you know, hopefully he'll be able to get a chance to do more with it in Power of the Primes, but it's just they really had him trying to sound kind of austere and flat in that same way that they had the actress for Mistress of Flame doing the same thing, and please stop that.
So
it's not good.
So Jason found out that Gil Gerard was the voice in Robots in Disguise.
Yeah.
So
it seems
to me when you cast Mark Hamill for a role, you do it because you want, you know, that Mark Hamill voice acting quality to be in your production.
They just want a name.
They just want the name, and that's a shame because he could actually give them something here.
Yeah.
If they, I'm sure most of these people could give them something here.
Absolutely. Highly talented people. Will Wheaton, Judd Nelson. Yeah.
To be entirely fair, the couple episodes of Titans Return I saw with Perceptor, and I thought Will Wheaton actually was probably doing the best job of the celebrity add-on cast. You actually performing a role instead of just reading a script.
Yeah, I'd agree.
See, I've heard him do that exact same character and other stuff. Like he didn't. It's nothing. Yeah.
Okay, but like his voice is filtered this time, so it's completely different.
But you know, it's sort of sad that even with the animation quality the way that it is, if you had someone like Sue Blue in doing the voice directing, can you imagine how much better this would be just by swapping out the voice director? Even if everything else stayed the same, you would have a much more polished production that we would probably be proud to have in our collections just, you know, stuck behind a Home Improvement DVD or something.
And an experienced voice director, if they could afford one, would help this immensely.
Yeah.
I think they're probably that they might be having trouble finding one that's not, you know, union. I don't know, because I'm sure that's part of the problem.
I could also see there being a problem of like maybe the voice director they have is inspired, but it's also constrained by we only have so much time to have these people in the booth before we have to pay them more.
Yeah.
That's also possible.
You know, like, one take each.
Yeah. I mean, $500 is only going to go so far with
an afternoon.
Now, we don't know it's $500, but it can't be much more than that. I mean, I don't know how they make money on this. Other returning voice actors, Judd Nelson, Kerry Wahlgren, Jason Marnoka, Abby Trott, Patrick Seitz, Rob Dyke, who else? Matt Pat. Is that like one of the YouTubers?
YouTube influencer.
Yeah. Influencer.
Who is he?
Swoop.
Some guy. Oh, he's Swoop.
Yeah.
He will be Swoop in this, and he was Computron in Titans Return.
Oh, dear God.
That, you know, legendary performance.
our buddy Frank Todaro. We love Frank. And so I don't see Peter Cullen in here.
No, well, there's a reason for that. Yeah. If you haven't watched
Titans, I haven't. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll not talk about it. So.
Well, we can.
Who cares?
We can.
Okay, talk about it. Let's go ahead and go into it. I didn't watch it. Diecast.
Okay. So this episode, this last episode, and everyone knows I really like the series. I acknowledge some problems. Basically, this episode is. They're fighting Triptychon again because this should have been called Everyone Fights Triptychon.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And
if they did that, they would have had to get Brad Garrett to voice Triptychon.
Yeah. Yes. The last episode, like, you know, Perceptor at the end came in and threw the Matrix leadership into Triptychon. So Triptychon swallows it. And then at this point, and I don't know if I'm missing anything in between. These are like the main points I remember.
I'm sure you're not.
I remember Triptychon vomiting up everything that he's eaten.
It's like Jonah and the whale.
The whole series. So out comes the Matrix. Out comes the Enigma combination. Out comes Victorion. Is this
like an Aesop's fable or something?
Yeah. And then also out comes Starscream, and everyone looks at Starscream, and he's like, I'm great, and then just disappears in a puff of smoke or disintegrates.
I'm not sure how the Matrix makes you throw up ghosts, but Starscream was a ghost at the time.
I'm assuming that he threw up the Starscream's ghost because I don't know how else... Yeah. To explain what actually happened.
Either that or because Triptychon did die, it's possible Starscream just decided to vacate the premises.
I mean, Triptychon in the beginning was dead anyway. He was in a couple, like six or seven pieces.
He came in the box when you bought him.
Yeah. And then Starscream's ghost
rebuilt him and took over his body. And then at the end, when Starscream leaves, then you see Triptychon just fall down like he was dead. And
wasn't this the plot to an episode of Beast Wars?
Metroplex catches him and like, another Titan goes. And then Optimus Prime is like, it's not your fault. So he was mourning the loss of Triptychon, which I thought was kind of weird in itself.
They were all drinking buddies in college.
Yeah.
You may not realize it, but Diecast is also recreating the voice acting. It's all conveyed just like this.
Awesome.
And then Megatronus shows up. And Megatron tries to distract Megatronus by saying, you know, I followed in your footsteps. I've done everything you were supposed to do. But what have you done for us? I've been, you know, the Decepticons have been disbanded and I've been, you know, stripped of my leadership. And then as he's distracting them, Prime and Fortress Maximus takes out his sword. And tries
to... It's just so easy for Fortress Maximus to sneak around like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, he was standing right there, so he was in arm length. And that's when Megatronus shot, like, this beam of light straight through the center of Optimus Prime and holds him there till he's lifeless.
Which took about 90 seconds, I swear to God.
Yeah, it was pretty... I was like, wow.
Not 90 seconds of Prime hanging there in midair with this beam going through him and poor Peter Cullen having go, ah!
It's Dragon Ball Z, it sounds like.
Oh, and man,
then,
yeah.
And then after the 90 seconds, when he was finally depleted, he fell to the ground. And then basically, that was the end of the episode.
Did you cry? Yeah. Was he dead?
He was dead.
He was dead, but
did you cry?
He did not turn gray.
Oh. I did not cry. He did not turn gray.
Did Perceptor say, I fear the wounds are fatal?
No.
But everyone just stood there like, they're all standing around.
Really dead.
Yeah, they're all standing around arguing with Megatron. And it's like, and he, you know, he's like, look, I was just trying to distract him. And okay, fine. I wasn't sure which way this was going to go. So I was hedging my bets. But I guess we're all fighting Megatronus together since he wants us all dead. And then we get a shot of, I think, Overlord with Rodimus Unicronus, and that is the end of the episode.
Not even Rodimus Unicronus. It's just evil Hot Rod right now.
Yeah.
So it's just, I hate that they left it so unfinished, and I don't feel...
Well, really that describes the series, like, as a whole, doesn't it?
I don't really feel like they told a story with this chapter other than everyone fights Triptychon at the end, you know, you throw the Matrix at leadership in his mouth and he throws up.
Yeah. I agree with you. I mean, for its flaws, which for the most part, Titans Return has not improved upon, Combiner Wars did tell a story. I wasn't a fan of that story and how it played out, but it was a complete story.
And Megatron is great. Ish.
Yeah.
And Megatron was great in this one too, I thought. This
wasn't enough of him.
He was more sassy in Combiner Wars. He wasn't as sassy this time.
Nah.
Yeah.
He was tired.
You know, we're talking smack, but we still have Transformers, and as long as we live in a world that has Street Fighter Cross Transformers in it, we're gonna be okay.
I loved most of the other episodes. I just really didn't care for the direction of this last episode. Maybe it'll be better going into the next series, which Rob said should be out in like 3 months
at most.
Yeah. I hate to say it. I hate to be this kind of generous, but it really does seem like this is half of a story, which combined with Power of the Primes, which is coming soon, will be the best way to take it as a whole and, you know, see what it's actually about, if anything. So if you were putting off probably not, but if you were going to, you know, hold off until you could see the whole thing, Brian, you've got another like 3 month reprieve.
Actually, I have a thought. Does anybody feel like really masochistic?
Oh, no.
Like,
how masochistic?
So, we have all these podcasts out there where people talk about stuff they love, you know, We had Superhero Time, which just ended. We'll talk a little more about that later.
Spoilers.
Yeah, but
that one episode of Prime Wars, is that where you're going with this?
Yeah, basically. Except it would be a chronological from start to finish. We could just go ahead and do Combiner Wars and Titans Return, one episode per, maybe 5 to 10 minutes, just talking about it.
I would love that.
Enough time.
I'm in.
Diecast. I don't think I would want you on there.
Why? Because I like it.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
We would probably hurt your feelings.
Unless you want to be the single person on there who's defending it. If you want to do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's still free. I mean, oh man. What a tagline.
So getting mugged. Well, I guess that's not free. Never mind.
No, that should be their tagline for Power of the Primes.
It's still free. Power of the Primes.
It's still free.
Okay. Getting mugged.
Okay, no, you definitely have to be there. You definitely have to be there. That's great. Okay, so let's move on. So this was pretty awesome, I gotta say. Ironhide MPM6 movie masterpiece figure. I think it looks really good. Am I alone here?
Yes.
I
love it.
Oh
yeah.
I need this in my life. It's coming out fall of 2018, and we've got some time to wait. Yeah, I don't have. We only have the two Bumblebee and Optimus right now that are out.
I think Barricade should be soon.
I don't have either of the two. But
I want to get on that.
Yeah, God, I want this though.
Get Bumblebee. You can hold off on Prime probably.
Oh, this is another time, and I got to mention this before I forget, since it's in my brain. This is another point when I probably will buy KO. Is I have the official movie masterpiece Optimus Prime, and because of all the tabbing issues and. It's a nightmare. I'm hoping a KO company, I'm not even going to call them a third party, is going to fix the issues with the mold.
Yeah.
So that's another time where I'm going to be like, I wouldn't even have bought the KO if they would have, you know, fixed that before the toy was released. But
so
maybe there won't be anything that needs fixed this time if we're lucky.
Yeah. So we don't know the price yet, but it looks like it's going to be less than 100.
It looks like it's between Bumblebee and Optimus size, so I don't know if they're going to stick rigidly to the two price points.
I see a lot of the engineering from the leader class Ironhide in this figure, which I like, because that was a pretty good figure. And the legs definitely were the weakest part of that figure, and to me, that's what's most different between this figure and the leader class figure. I think that was a Dark of the Moon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So speaking of going back to price, Chris and Rob, of all of us, you guys would be most attuned to this. I think, the price of oil has gone up. How long, based on your knowledge of the subject, should it take for us to see that reflected in the cost of toys?
12 to 18 months.
Okay. Okay.
And there was a price increase coming already, so that should be interesting.
I mean, there would be a little bit of it in the short term based on transportation costs, but yeah. In the raw material cost, that's going to take much longer because everything that's being designed right now is still kind of locked into the price stuff was when it started being designed.
Now, can they use different types of plastic to adjust for that, or is it all basically the same?
I don't think it really works that way. I mean, like chemically they use certain types of plastic because it has
certain properties that
are desirable for the applications. I don't think they can necessarily just switch to, there might be different formulations within that kind of plastic, but it may not make any kind of meaningful difference to what it costs to produce.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, we've speculated in the past that they may have changed quality of some plastic, you know, between the design and the final part of the process. Like Generation Springer, we kind of suspected might have been designed for a slightly better graded plastic than he wound up with, because he was designed, I think, before the Generations break for the, you know, leg of Generations he actually turned up in, as I recall. But it's been a long time, so I may not be remembering that correctly.
Another more clear example of this is the second run of Masterpiece Grimlock had noticeably different plastics than the original release. The gray plastic on the body was much more translucent than the original release, so there was some kind of change between those editions.
Interesting.
In the years between when that second run came out.
Cool. Yeah, and sorry for the aside, but I saw that pop up at work yesterday, actually, on one of the as a headline on one of the video screens, and I thought that was worth mentioning, and that registered for me. So we have, again, NPM 6. Next item is new Hasbro assortment rumored, Generations Project Storm, as well as Bumblebee, the movie, more Mighty Mugs. What? Mighty Mugs? Yep. Seriously?
Yeah, why not? Bring They're it back. Back.
Because of Pops?
Probably.
Sure. God. I mean, I've got some Mighty Mugs, and I thought they were cute-ish, but that's in the past. I don't need that.
I wish they were literal mugs.
That'd be great.
I think I saw a photo of one of the more recent Mighty Mugs, and they've changed how they make them a little bit. The heads look a little bit more almost Lego-like, you know, like cylinders with hair or helmet pieces, but I don't know if that's what these are going to be, but that's something I saw. God, I'm rambling.
Great big crayons.
Yeah. I would buy that. I would. Just be honest.
Yeah. As for this Project Storm thing, we have no idea what that is. The person who came up with this information said they expect it to be something small, maybe blind bag figures. So it's listed under Generations. So, you know, best case scenario, maybe the blind bag Titan Masters we've always wanted. Worst case scenario, they go tilting at the alt modes thing again.
Yeah.
The way that was clearance stat, I kind of doubt it. Maybe it'll be like non-movie tiny turbo changer equivalents.
I could live with that.
I just learned on this thing that you can actually pull this piece to rotate the piece around.
Yeah, that was their gimmick. Like
that. I had no idea. I just always flipped it myself. I had no idea it actually worked like that.
I don't even know if I have any of those. I think I do.
I don't. He's so cute. He's a little tank Megatron. For $2 at Target, which is what they're clearancing out for, they're worth picking up.
Yeah, for $2, yeah, maybe that. For the $6 they started. Oh, dear
God.
Yeah.
Like this ancillary stuff I typically avoid unless it's really cool. So let's see here. Movie Masterpiece, Barricade, which we know about, Ironhide, Bumblebee the movie. So I guess these are not specific SKUs. I guess these are assortments.
Probably.
Yeah.
Energon Igniters. Tiny Turbo Changers.
We heard of Energon Igniters before, but unfortunately we still have no idea what those actually are.
Are those like the sparkers?
I so hope not.
That stuff on fire.
DJ Striker.
No, they had like the spark racer things for Age of Extinction, which nobody wanted. I'm worried that it's going to be something like that again.
I love this DJ Striker. Hopefully it's like a turntable. It's probably not.
The popular speculation is that Striker is the code name for Bumblebee, for the Bumblebee movie.
Hopefully he has hammer pants.
Action Attacker.
Action Attacker. So Studio Series. Now, I like the name here because it looks like it's just talking about the price point. Transformers movie, or MV6 Studio Series, assortment 20 Deluxe, assortment 30 Voyager, assortment 50 Leader. So there you go.
Crap, you may be right, which if so, that means that we've got a standard Project Storm assortment for, you know, whatever they end costing, and then a $10 point based on that list. So interesting. Also, if that holds, the Energon Igniters will be the base assortment of those will be $6 a piece with $10 and $20 levels of whatever they are.
Yeah, I guess it is.
I had not put that together. Good catch.
Well, I mean, it just makes sense with Deluxe, Voyager, and Leader. I had no idea.
We may not have surprises at Toy Fair, but we might see something interesting.
Yeah. And that's a little over a month away.
Oh, jeez.
it's going to be great. Always love it. Okay, so next item here, we have Volcanicus, Combined Image Shows, Power of the Primes, Dinobot Team.
Yeah, I think this is their first time seeing the fully combined Volcanicus in, like, color actual toys.
I think so.
Hurts my eyes.
The shoulders are kind of terrible.
Yeah, I'm really hoping this is
An extra set of arms.
Yeah, I really hope this is some Hasbro mistransformation, because it's just not
well. This
pretty.
Is some Weibo mistransformation, if it's anything. So
I am just biased anyway. I don't think we need a Dinobot Combiners team. I'm glad they made them so that you can combine them, but I never will.
I will.
Fair
once.
Enough.
I'm still not sure I'm going to buy the Voyager Grimlock, so...
He's not that great.
Well, we have a decent Voyager Grimlock to go with these guys, so...
And I honestly, aside from the color temperature of the gray on it, I think Classics Grimlock is a better fit than anything with the new Dinobots.
I think even Target Grimlock works with them, so...
With Target,
yeah, that would work.
Which one is Target Grimlock? I don't remember.
That's the exclusive.
Yeah, the Fall of Cybertron with the gold chrome chest.
Yeah.
I love that thing.
Yeah. Thought you were talking about like T-Rex or something to begin with.
No,
so.
No. Yeah. The good news is there are going to be add-on sets for this, which may be discussed on the next There Goes My Money. Who knows?
Sweet.
Well, right. It's also a little bit farther down on the show notes here.
Or I can scroll down on the page. Who knew?
Oh, that's great.
It can still be discussed on There Goes My Money.
Yes. Okay. The best news item, though, all week. Far and away is Takara Tomy has released official photos of the small sheet of optional stickers that'll be packaged with LG63 G2 Megatron, and it's awesome. So it has, of course, the Megatron Rules sticker on it. I hope that Toy Hacks does, I mean, they have to, because I got to have a big stick. But for the most part, I am satisfied with this.
So we got to have a big stick.
Got to have a big stick, absolutely.
But yeah, that sticker, the Megatron Rules sticker makes me like this more than I have liked this up to now. I'm still not going to get it, but it is much more tempting than it was before. I'm just going to let that mismatch between the purple on the chest and the arms just keep speaking to me to warn me off of this, because otherwise I kind of like this.
Yeah, I still don't want it.
The only other thing I would really want this for is the fact that the front and back ends of the canon match, which they don't on the Titan Return release of this. That was just a mistake, because that looks pretty good.
Except for this, I think the back end should be purple to look like the bellows from the original toy.
Yeah, that's true. Or actually, wouldn't the bellows in the original... The bellows...
Or blue, maybe?
Teal, yeah. It should be... The back end of it should be teal, or possibly teal middle section and orange back, if you really wanted to match the original Hero Megatron.
But I think the point we're dancing around here is that it should not actually be all black as it is, and therefore it is farther imperfect than you thought originally.
Yes, which I'm not going to spend money on it either way, but that's reassuring.
So we have photos of Zetatoy's Armageddon. It's a test shot in color of their unofficial Bruticus. It doesn't look bad. It just looks unnecessary.
I don't like it. I know what they were going for, the very G1 toy look.
It looks animated to me.
Yeah, no, this is not a toy look. This is not.
Yeah, no. That someone had a picture of it next to the G1 toy, and it's very similar.
The proportions are all cartoon.
Yeah, it's cartoon.
Yeah, it's possibly
color the chest plate like blast off because you don't understand what you're actually animating, and it's the cartoon.
yeah,
it's like it's toy colors and cartoon proportions. I kind of like the proportions. I kind of like the design of it. It's not bad looking, but like you said, it's not
at all. Yeah, it's not bad looking at all. I just don't need it.
The cartoon proportions on this, because at this size, it just makes it look like it's all really homogeneous.
God, you know, actually, the more I look at it, the more I'm being sold on it, so I'm gonna turn away.
Run away.
It's the cartoon proportion. It's growing on me.
I don't like it.
I see what Chris means about homogeneous, though. It kind of looks like it's all one, like, coherent integrated thing instead of a combiner. Yeah. And you know, I go kind of both ways on that. That it's maybe not what I want in a combiner, but it's very aesthetically pleasing in and of itself. But like, so
I think in my mind, I may be wrong, but in my mind, of all the cartoon versions of the combiners, the one that was most homogenized was probably, you could argue, I guess, Devastator. But I think Bruticus was the one who was most stylistically changed to look like one consistent, consolidated thing. And that's exactly what they're going for here. And I kind of like it, but I'm not buying it, so I'm looking away. FT-30B Iceman Fans Toys Unofficial MP Scale Air Raid Prototype. Speaking of unnecessary, looks nice. Don't need it.
Unnecessary is the next one.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. It looks great.
It does.
Just don't need it.
Nah. Yeah.
I love the name, though. I love the name. So what else do we have? What's the next one?
What you also don't need is the Zeta Toys unofficial aerial bot that we have pictures of.
Oh, God.
This one's Fireflight instead of being Air Raid.
Let me find a picture of the actual robot. It doesn't look bad. I don't hate it. I don't need it.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing. I don't hate either of them, but, like, I don't care.
Fans Toys could win me over with the names, though. Do we have any of the other names? Is there a Goose or Maverick?
Hopefully.
I feel like that's what they might be going for.
They have to be going for that. So he's Val Kilmer.
Yes.
God, that is so great. I'm sorry. I'm not even looking at the Zeta Toys right now. I mean, the more I think about it, the more I love that.
Yeah, but remember, this is a Fans Toys thing, so it's going to have entirely too much diecast in it.
Oh.
Hey, that's not a bad thing.
Oh, yes, it is.
Do you have Predaking, by the way, diecast? Like the original Predaking?
That was Make Toy.
No.
Or the MMC.
The Hasbro.
Oh, yeah, the Hasbro one? Yeah, yeah.
The real Predaking. The one that's all diecast?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
That was a long way to tell him how bad that was.
I knew where that was going, though. I knew where he was going with that.
Yeah. Too much diecast and combined are not good. Okay. I love that. You have the original. Yeah, Zeta Toys. No, MMC. No, Hasbro. I love that. Let's see here. What else? Unique Toys. Palm Collection Series. Unofficial Ape Face and Highbrow. Cerebros and Snapdragon sets.
These look pretty nice, honestly. You know, they've advanced their engineering noticeably since Chrome Dome and Weird Wolf set they started with.
Yeah. It does look really, really nice.
I just want to know what they're planning to do with that Cerebros head.
Yeah,
right.
That's what I want to know.
I like that you can take off Fortress Maximus's antennae and use them as swords.
Yeah, it's a nice touch. But, I mean, if they're doing a Cerebros that turns into a head at this scale, like a Fortress Maximus that would go with that would be, like, about leader size, I guess?
Damn.
Give or take? I could get behind that. I mean...
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yep. Be nice if they then followed it up with an equal-size Scorponok.
Hint. I need a new house first.
You just got that one.
Yes, I need more room. Well,
maybe when one of these third parties gets to a Masterpiece Fortress Maximus, you can move into that.
That'd be great. Yeah. Okay. So, what do we got going on next? Iron Warrior, IW. There's a lot of third party stuff. IW05.
Yeah, I know.
Unofficial.
If you look up at the top, I actually put into the tags field third party for this episode.
Oh, you did. Thank you. Iron Warrior IWI5 Pioneer Unofficial TF Prime.
This is the stupidest thing.
What the?
So it's a Transformers Prime Optimus Prime. It's unofficial. It does not transform. It's just a highly detailed, accurate sculpt action figure of Transformers Prime Optimus Prime because everybody wants one of those.
Yeah.
Eric would.
They also
Eric will
did
buy this.
They yeah. also did Get the forearms a are correct. Movie okay. Ratchet that is exactly like this.
I don't understand the market for this.
That is so weird.
It's pretty expensive, too. I think U.S., it's probably about $75.
Oh, forget that.
That's actually a lot less expensive than I was thinking when you said it was pretty expensive. I
for what
like
it
is. Toy scale.
Well, you know, they could be looking at it like they're trying to make their own figure arts kind of line. With equal posability, because like a lot of the Reveltech stuff looked pretty good, but you were hindered by the Reveltech joint system. So maybe they're trying to look at that niche, that people that want high quality action figures of like the figure arts, but not limited by the previous attempts.
Yeah, and that's a valid interpretation. What I'm questioning here is that they started with more or less Transformers Prime Optimus Prime.
Well, now, look at
there are any hundreds of other things they could have started with instead that would make more sense.
That Prime was a result of the movies getting a lot of people interested in the new show at the time. So that could be a lot of people's first Prime, and they would be wanting a highly detailed posable action figure that they may not have gotten with the toy. Like a regular Transformer, you know, so you know, I can see where the logic would be, because also look at it like this way. You do have a lot of people, a lot of fans of the show. There's no third party product for that show either.
For Prime.
So anyone, yeah. So anybody who wants Prime characters, no matter the format, you know, this is about the only offering they've got. So
I think they won the Transform though.
Yeah.
And if they were going to do this with Transformers Prime characters, like just within that realm, there's better things to pick than Optimus Prime. Knockout, for one,
yes,
never had a good, accurate toy representation. Knockout is a very popular character. And if you make this to where it basically scales with deluxe toys, that'd be perfect to go along with first edition Starscream, which is an excellent representation of that character.
I would be getting
that. And yeah, in season three, those two ended up kind of having a buddy comedy thing going on the side, which a lot of people really resonated with. You know, there's that just for one starting point. You could do a Soundwave, because Soundwave's toy was okay, but it still wasn't quite what the show was about. You know, there's a lot of other places you could go besides that Optimus Prime that I think would have a lot more traction for.
Yeah.
Whatever limited market actually exists for a product like this.
So to Don's point though, about people loving Prime and not having any third party stuff, what other series don't have any representation? Do we have any third party for animated?
No. Very, very little.
Yeah.
There are a few little things.
The Constructor.
Yeah.
Pump. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you had the Pipes and Huffer that was redone as the Mario and Luigi, but that was a couple of years ago.
And those never really took off anyway.
Yeah, and you really don't have anything for, again, you got Rescue Bots, and then you've got Robots in Disguise. You know, like I said, I would love to see actual Transformers of the Rescue Bots characters.
I wouldn't.
No, they need to make a Spring Load before they do any. Before Spring Load.
I mean, there is one actual Transformer of a Rescue Bots character. There's Blur in the Robots in Disguise line. That's the same Blur character.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And that's a really good toy, by the way.
Yeah,
it is, but it's, you know, I would like to see the core four Rescue Bots.
You're right. I'm actually more making that point to Diecast for saying he doesn't want to see that, when by every account we have so far, all one of them, you could get actually really good toys adapting those characters into a different design style.
And I think a lot of people like, say, Strong Arms.
Strong Arms is awesome. She's great.
Yeah, but her toy was somewhat lackluster. So getting an actual, like, say, the Alien Attack Lockdown, that does an incredible job of mass shifting.
Unique toys.
I think it is. I mean, I don't care. I don't care anything about the toy, but it's because it's Lockdown. But I appreciate the engineering in it. I would like to see a Strong Arm with that level of engineering thought to get her better looking robot mode.
At that point we're back to talking about transforming stuff, which this Iron Warrior thing, specifically non-transforming action figure, which is like, I could see some place for that to come in, but not the way they're doing it. And yeah, I mean, I have no argument with getting like better quality, better detail, better engineered versions of some of the stuff that we've gotten that people are into that are a little bit lackluster. I'd love a new Knockout that does transform, but like, I don't really see how much market penetration this Iron Warrior stuff is going to have. It just seems too narrow focused. And to the point about my take on the point about Transformers Prime maybe being somebody's entry point to that, I think the third party is about 5 years too early for that to be a viable thing. Because that just started in 2009. If you assume someone who is 10, 11 years old, you know, that's not enough time for them to really be far enough along into nostalgia and also being able to, like, buy a bunch of third-party stuff.
And cool. If you want to see a review of that Lockdown, RFC reviews on YouTube.
Yeah, that's true. That's the one thing I forgot I got this week. There's another thing.
Oh, yeah.
Lockdown.
I'm your producer and your hype man, Diecast. Yeah. Don't you forget it.
Yes. And I reviewed that and put that up on, what's today, Wednesday? I did that on Monday.
Yep. Yeah, it was Monday.
I finally got the website updated with all your stuff for the last month, all four of them.
Are they on Roku?
No, not yet. So we'll fix that. Okay, so what do we have? Oh, yeah. Jason was talking about this earlier.
Spoilers, Jason.
Yeah, perfect effect combiner upgrades. The first one is for, it's PC 21. It's for the Dinobots, and they look nice. Is this a similar engineering that they've used before, or is this new for this?
Yeah,
it's similar. Coloring is different.
The coloring and probably some of the details are different, but it's just another hands and feet set.
Yeah. I do like the hands on this. They look a lot better than what we got.
Yeah, they do. I'm not crazy about the hands that we have in Power of the Primes.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of like the hand-foot guns from Combiner Wars better overall.
I don't like the two thumbs.
I mean, who's got four thumbs and, you know.
I mean, they're robots. They could have
Volcanicus
thumbs. They absolutely could.
You can just fold one away.
Yeah, it's just awkward.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually really easy to just fold one down along the back, and it's kind of, it stops being so noticeable.
Yeah,
I just pop them off.
It's not the worst thing. Or pop them off, yeah, just, then you gotta pop them back on if you want to, like, attach the armor or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Depending.
Looks really nice. And
then PC-22 is a set for a Starscream combiner.
Which I'm never going to use.
And then they're teasing, Then they're teasing a giant Fall of Cybertron style sword for Volcanicus.
Yeah.
And a body upgrade.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's a body filler thing like they did for Menasor and that mold family and the Combiner Hunter sword.
That I like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that would probably help the Dinobots.
Yeah.
Volcanicus sure needs some work, so I mean, the only thing is, and you can tell by the way they're posing him, his legs are a little too skinny, which is kind of why they have him crouched down, but it kind of makes him look heavy up top.
Yeah, which is not entirely undesirable for a Dinobot combiner, I think, to look bulky in that particular way. I will want to see like actual photos posed by people other than Perfect Effect, see how well that actually works.
Yeah, and this is presumed to be PC-23 and has not been actually announced yet. They just kind of used that as part of the teaser imagery for the hand and foot upgrades.
I want to thank everybody out there who uses our Amazon link at tfradio.net/Amazon. Whether you buy Pez, whether you buy toilet paper, toothpaste, garbage bags, anything, we appreciate you. You help pay for the show, and damn it, is it expensive. tfradio.net/Amazon. This week, actually, on Twitter today, I shared a photo. Over the last 6 months, I've nearly placed one Amazon order per day. I got dog food in the mail today, and it's so much cheaper than bothering to go to the store, leaving my house. I've effectively become a hermit because of tfradio.net/Amazon, and I just want to thank Amazon for the opportunity to not have to engage with other human beings at retail establishments.
We were thinking about this earlier too, with you having the Transformers Prime, an Amazon Prime subscription. You're actually like making money doing this too.
Sorta. So if assuming,
no, it's totally the Dynamics principle, it makes sense.
So 167 orders in 6 months. If I were to have spent $4 per shipping per order, that's like $640. $68 if you do the math. And
yeah, so I mean, your Amazon Prime subscription has paid for itself like five times over.
And sometimes I order like 55-pound bags of dog food, free shipping. Yep.
Free shipping and also the hatred of your carriers.
Yeah. That's true.
By comparison, Brian, I've ordered a quarter as much as you have in the last 6 months.
Yes. So it is very useful if you can do that. tfradio.net/Prime if you're not a member of Amazon Prime. It's awesome. Hey, Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, well, we've got two more installments in my year-end wrap-up stuff. My favorite Transformers comics of the year and my four favorite news stories of the year, which until I'd written that one, I had forgotten exactly how long we had kept going on the box sets and their contents. That was a story that pretty much lasted the whole year and was a lot of fun to puzzle through and will basically be finished when I finally have a head for Grotesque, I guess. But, and of course, also we have got XV's reviews for Road Trap and Battle Slash, which are up on T-Formers right now and on YouTube at T-Formers TV.
Sweet.
I still need to film Battle Trap itself. I didn't have time to today.
Yeah, I've been wanting to see that. Bad, yeah. Hey, Don, what's on the network this week?
What's on the network this week? Superhero Time presents that one episode of Star Trek, Threshold. Voyager's infamous Space Salamanders episode, Threshold, marks the 100th episode and the finale of that one episode of Star Trek.
I cried.
This is the episode that set the pattern for 99 previous podcasts, and what a ride it's been. What have we seen in this time? We span from planet Africa, Piglet being Jack the Ripper, and making Scotty murder whores. A comprehensive analysis of the complete run of Star Trek, the animated series, and possibly even a movie or two. Oh, and let's not forget the most recent contribution, powering a Starship's experimental drive system with mushrooms.
No, shrooms.
With shrooms. Shrooms. Sorry, with shrooms.
There's an important difference there, Don.
Okay. From all of us who have been taking part in bringing you Superhero Time in whatever form for the past 8 years, thanks for sticking with us. We hope you enjoyed what we had to offer, but expect that you probably did.
That's awesome. Hey, so while we're talking about it, so the one thing I love about that one episode of Star Trek, besides the content,
that it's
evergreen content. So now that we have all 100 episodes in place, I'm probably going to do more promotion of it than I did when you were still recording it.
You should focus on the episodes of Recovered Animated Series episodes, because Hey Mickey asserts we're probably the only Star Trek podcast that's ever talked about all of that show. And I have no idea whether that's true or not, but we should totally run with that.
Yeah, we totally should. But no, like, I need to be better with promotion. I've fallen off in the last 4 months because of crazy work schedule.
I'm terrible at self-promotion, so yeah. I have no room to talk in this case.
So, but I'm totally going to start pushing it more just because the series is done and it's a review series, so the content will last forever.
Yeah, and there's 100 episodes for you to cycle through on the auto-tweet thing.
Yeah.
Not a single one of them is Darmok.
Tycast, what were you saying?
I said, does that mean Chris will last forever?
Yes.
On the internet.
So
yes.
I don't,
because it's a podcast that goes out on the internet.
There's a lot of JD talk on it. Sort of broke my heart a little bit. So, yeah, it was really good. It was really good. Go ahead.
I mean, we kind of couldn't not talk about JD somewhat, since in his own roundabout way he was the inspiration.
Yeah, he was.
Mm-hmm. How was your weekend? Episode 26, New Year's resolutions. What's that? On this episode, Wendy and Brian discuss New Year's resolutions. Why do we do them? Do they work?
No, they don't.
Nope.
Hey, I'm being awesome right now. Stop it.
You're doomed.
Being awesome with Rob Springer, episode 132. While you were out. This week in Awesome, Rob recounts his holiday break, some of the things he got for Christmas, and some of the neat stuff coming to store soon. All this, and he sniffs and coughs a few times, too. Be sure to drink your Ovaltine and check out zonebase.org.
So Rob is going to relaunch Being Awesome. He gave me a sneak peek last night of what he's planning on doing. I'm really excited about it.
So it's going to be a new number one?
No. It's going to be a new format, but we're not going to relaunch with cool. new episode numbers. So I'm excited.
It'll be the point one. So it'll be the point.
I love that it's different. It's differentiated content. He's doing something that nobody else is doing. So cool. So I'm really excited about that. I love that
stuff. Rob was showing off some of the photos of the Leonard Rampage toys
on
Facebook the other day. And I actually saw some of those at Walmart yesterday. So yeah, they're out there already, and they actually look kind of neat. That movie looks like exactly what I would make if I was going to make a parody of both bad movie trailers and bad adaptations of video games. But the toys actually look pretty good.
My Walmart's currently in the middle of a modular reset, so the toy aisle is a complete disaster and has nothing new, so I didn't get to see these myself today.
Well, that's about the only thing new they had. So some very nice person checked to see if there were any Rodimus Primes on the cart of things they were about to set out, but no dice.
Hmm. That was nice of them.
It was. It really was.
Get the Skinny, episode 62. You're not going to turn green and triple in size. John and Brian are back. They talk about the recent article by U.S. News on the best diets. Most of all, we catch you up on where we are in our fitness and weight loss journeys.
Not in a good spot.
Mm. And I'm about to start the worst diet on the list.
Yes, you are.
What's the best diet?
There's one called the Mediterranean diet and one called the DASH diet. Okay. They tied for best.
What's worst?
Keto diet.
I know somebody on Twitter doing that.
Yeah.
That is what my brother and his girlfriend just started too.
Apparently,
is that the worst? They mean the hardest or the one that
unhealthy? It's not healthy. It's not healthy or sustainable.
Yeah.
We'll see.
RPG Lessons Learned, Episode 36, Raleigh Police Glow Squad, Case of the Gummy Bears, Savage Worlds. Dusty interviews Brian and Mike about their Savage Worlds games at Mace 2017. Brian and Mike thought they were playing a Gummy Bears game. Maybe they should read the game descriptions a little more closely. There goes my money, Episode 34, Motor Master Monkey Eats an Oreo Prime. XV, Eric, and Jason join Diecast to ring in the new year with pre-orders for Generation Toys T-Beast, Planet X Charon, and an official third-party Megatron.
Sweet. Diecast, you have some reviews up, don't you, on RFC Reviews?
Yes. I have Unique Toys Lockdown, which went up, which Jason reminded me of. And then last night, I put up Power of the Primes Optimus Prime, because he is awesome. Definitely a review worth checking out, because those leader class figures are starting to show up more and more on shelves. I noticed Power of the Primes Optimus Prime in my Walmart today. There was no Rodimus Prime around, which was strange because someone made the wrong choice. But they're starting to show up now. So if you think you might want to pick it up, check out the reviews, and hopefully that helps you out.
Very cool. Very cool. Okay, so you can find this episode at tfradio.net/553. We are on Twitter at tfradio and on the Facebooks at facebook.com/tfradio and occasionally on Instagram at tfpodcast. I am personally on Twitter at bkilby. And I post to Instagram way more than the TF Radio account does. That's at Brian Kilby. Don, where are you at?
I can be reached at I really want that unicronlamp.com. No, I can be reached at on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4 EVR.
Diecast.
You can reach me on YouTube at RFC Reviews. Always leave a comment if you watch a video. Just let me know you're watching it. Also, on Twitter at Diecast2 and also on Facebook at Reviews by Diecast.
And the easiest way to get a hold of RFC Reviews is just go to tfradio.net/reviews and it takes you right there.
Yep.
And Chris?
You can find John DeLuna at John D everywhere.
He just slipped away. Chris's photos can be found at flickr.com/ChrisRTXV.
That's right.
They're awesome.
And when I do full galleries, they're on tformers.com.
Oh, can I mention we have a Tumblr, too, because I started...
Do we ever maintain it?
I'm starting to post to it.
Thank you. Bless you, child. So we have stuff in auto-post to it, and...
Well, that's not the same as maintaining it,
though. No, it's not, but Diecast asked for the password last night, so I re-forwarded Diecast the email where he asked for it in 2013, and it still works, which shows you how often I look at it. So... Mm.
Evidently, yes.
Yeah.
Were you drunk last night?
No, I was just doing that Prime review, so I was like, oh, maybe I'll put it there.
Where is that? Is it tfradio.tumblr.com or tumblr.tf? I don't know. I have no idea how Tumblr works.
I'd say search Tumblr, but don't. Yeah. Sure.
It's tfradio.photobucket.com.
Oh, holy crap. Geez. All of our stuff automatically goes to Tumblr. So there are probably people on Tumblr who do look at this. So,
huh.
Oh, yeah. Hello. Actually, God, I'm going to show it right here. We obviously people know that we don't look at this because the live stream is linked from there, but it's just text. It says full story. And it gives like a link in Radio Free Cybertron live stream. There's a picture of Lou Ferrigno from yesterday's Get the Skinny. Yeah. Well, it gets posted whether anybody looks at it or not. I have no idea.
Okay. Hey, you said you scared me there when you said, you know, picture Lou Ferrigno. And I thought, oh, what's happened to him?
No, he's still ripped. He is still a beast. Rob.
I am on Twitter at Figure Viewers and Flail Throughs, also on YouTube at Flail Throughs. I am currently still doing Gundam Side Stories and got in one of the survival mode rounds in Gundam Versus over the weekend. Turns out there's a feature for that I really like where it lets you try out some of the DLC mobile suits very briefly during the survival mode. So since they're $5 a pop and there's already 20 of them with more coming, that is not a bad idea. Yeah, the DLC for the game would be for Gundam Versus would currently be $100 just to get caught up with it. And there's
thank you.
Yeah, there's already like four more mobile suits in the pipeline for it, I believe. So yeah, that's what's going on with that.
Maintaining it, but damn.
Yeah, really. And of course, all of our written work can be found at tformers.com, and the video reviews can be found on YouTube at tformers TV.
I'm gonna work on Battle Trap tonight or tomorrow, so watch for that.
Yeah.
Last but not least, Jason, how do people get a hold of you?
I can be reached on Twitter and Instagram, although I don't do enough Instagram. I should do more Instagram. I'm at Jason S. Kirk.
That's not how you're listed, though, is it?
No, I'm listed as Sir Jason Kirk.
Yes.
I am a knight of the No Agenda Roundtable.
How much did that cost?
This whole episode has been having me tell people how much I spend on.
No, that's diecast. I'm kidding. No agenda has it figured out when it comes to monetizing their stuff.
Yes. They have gotten $1,000 of my money to support them.
High five. Okay. That's amazing.
How did we get in on that?
We need more listeners and we need to like brainwash them.
Yeah.
I am not brainwashed. I am not brainwashed.
Not you.
I am not brainwashed.
Not you.
No, we should totally brainwash Jason. He obviously has lots of money to burn.
This is true. We need to brainwash diecast.
Yeah. Are you sure we haven't?
That's possible.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week. Have a good one.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you.
Transformers. It's better than crack.